From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Dozens of people were hurt as German police and anti-capitalist demonstrators clashed in Hamburg during a march protesting the Group of 20 summit, which takes place today and tomorrow. Protesters told reporters that they had been camping out waiting for President Trump's arrival. After the rousing welcome he got in Poland, Mr. Trump arrived in less friendly territory in Hamburg to face tough issues of trade and climate, as well as his first face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. In his first major public speech in Europe, President Trump in Poland warned the values of the West are under attack. He also spoke about the ideologies that encourage terrorism.
We are confronted by another oppressive ideology, one that seeks to export terrorism and extremism all around the globe. America and Europe have suffered one terror attack after another. We're going to get it to stop.
Many people in Poland are supportive of Mr. Trump's proposed ban on immigration from some Muslim countries into the U.S. The migrant issue has been heightened in Europe as well, with the many refugees arriving from Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Africa. President Trump labeled North Korea's behavior a threat and promised to confront it. Earlier in the week, North Korea carried out a test launch of its first intercontinental ballistic missile, complete with a reentry vehicle that would allow it to be equipped with a nuclear warhead. U.S. military officials estimate the missile had a range of 5,500 kilometers, potentially putting parts of the northwestern U.S. in its reach. This is VOA News.